Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of The Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. Plus, I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, on this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, after I tell you about what's up in the heavens, I'll talk about Ahoy! Venus retrograde ahead. What can we expect when Venus starts moving backwards between May 15th and June 27th? I'll talk about that today. And next Friday on May 18th, I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, before I tell you what's up in the heavens, I want to remind you that the information I give you weekly can be gotten a lot earlier by ordering my Good Timing quarterly newsletters with email updates. They also include articles about what's happening in the economy, business trends, investment suggestions, and how major news stories reflect the current cycles. Weekly email updates keep you on top of these things, while the quarterly newsletters give you plenty of advance notice of the cycle so you can take full advantage of them. Now, to order them, go to my website at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And just click on the link for the Good Timing Guide e-news for 2012 right on the home page. And I also want to mention a great book, which is Einstein's Business, Engaging Soul, Imagination, and Excellence in the Workplace. Now, this book is an anthology of great ideas from well-known people and authors like Oprah, Steve Jobs, Stephen Covey, Donald Trump, Robert Kiyosaki, John Gray, Scott Peck, Tom Peters, Paul Hawkins, Peter Senge, Faith Popcorn, Margaret Wheatley, Thomas More, Mark Victor Hansen, Martha Stewart, and many more. And I was very fortunate to be asked to contribute a chapter to this book. But I have to tell you, I read this book from cover to cover, and it's one of the best books I've read for business ideas. My favorite chapter was written by Ray Anderson, who tells an amazing success story for his company, by doing good for the earth. Now, you can get this book on my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And the link to this book, Einstein's Business, is right on the homepage. So, what's up in the heavens? Well, first of all, beginning yesterday on May 10th, peaking on May 13th and 14th, and staying in range through May 17th, we have a set of cycles that is terrific for making presentations to powerful people. This is the cycles of Mercury trine both Mars and Pluto. The set of cycles is great for making an influential and strong presentation with enough data to back up your claims. These cycles favor presenting the facts and the strong analysis of them to win the favor of those who can say yes to your proposal. You can also use these same cycles to make an important presentation to the masses. The set of cycles is also excellent for penetrating insights and debates. You can also make very effective ads or sales pitches to the masses for your products or services. Make sure you include links to the data that support your claims. And also remember that since the third quarter moon starts tomorrow on May 12th, you'll want to use this cycle today on May 11th, so hop to it. Now, why does it matter that tomorrow we have a third quarter moon? The third or last quarter moon phase is not the right time for new starts. That's because the structures needed for new starts don't yet exist or not yet in place. On the other hand, today's moon phase is a disseminating moon phase. It's a great time to distribute or disseminate ideas, products, and give presentations related to them. See what a difference a day makes? So if you can make that presentation or talk to that powerful person today, you have a much better chance of it working very well. However, if you want to plant a seed for an idea that you want to pursue in the future, then you could also make good use of this set of cycles on May 16th and 17th. Just don't do it during the timeout on May 17th. Those dates are times when the moon is in its seed planting phase, also known as the balsamic phase, and that occurs right before the new moon. Now, this month's new moon is actually a solar eclipse, and it occurs on May 20th. And I'll talk more about that later in the show. Now, as part of those cycles, we still have Mars trine Pluto. This cycle has been in range for a long time now, since February 25th, and it will peak one more time next Wednesday on May 16th. It stays in range, though, through June 2nd. This cycle is associated with transforming our motivations. And because it's been in range for such a long time, months longer than it would typically be in range, it's important to pay attention to this. Mars and Pluto are both in Earth signs, suggesting that the changes to our motivations need to also consider the needs of the Earth, and or they need to make practical sense. Mars in Virgo is a warrior who wants to be of service to others. Mars in Virgo is also the archetype of the priest, and he may want to serve in a sacred way. In this sense, we're being called to be of service to others at this time, or to transform our motivations and goals so we'll be of more service to others. So take a look around you and see if you're being called to service in some way, or if you're being asked to transform your goals or motivations so they'll include projects that help others or the Earth. Now, next, now in range and peaking on Mother's Day, Sunday, May 13th, we get a cycle associated with expansion and growth. This is the Sun conjunct Jupiter. This great cycle tends to bring more confidence than usual, and it's likely to put you in an expansive, good-feeling mood. This is a great energy for celebrating with Mom, too. Sun conjunct Jupiter is also fantastic for exploring new places, checking out museums, or learning something new. You can also use this energy in connection with the Mars trine Pluto cycle to begin a project that expands you in new ways and provides service to others. Volunteer vacations or tours is one way to do this, but there are lots and lots and lots of options. Now, next, on May 15th, we have another big cycle starting. This one is Venus retrograde. This cycle occurs for about 6 weeks, roughly every 18 to 19 months. And I'll discuss this cycle in detail shortly, but for now, this period is one when we're rethinking our finances and our financial goals. We're also reconsidering relationships that may not be going quite so well. And plus, we're rethinking our values, and we're deciding what we've value now. It could also be a time when our U.S. dollar and the euro will get revalued as well, and more on this very shortly. Venus retrograde lasts from May 15th through June 27th, and that is why today is the very, very last day that you could sign a contract. So if you're in that situation, be sure you do it today. Otherwise, you'll need to wait until the very end of June or early July. Okay, speaking of Venus retrograde, Venus turns around and moves backwards when it's just 2 minutes away from a trine with Saturn. Now, Venus trine Saturn happens to be an excellent cycle for long-lasting relationships and business partnerships. It's also typically an excellent cycle for signing long-term contracts. This time, Venus is having second thoughts. She's not yet ready to move forward with this relationship for some reason. So be careful if you're in the midst of starting a long-term contract or relationship. You may find you need to rethink certain parts of it. Venus will finally meet up to trine Saturn on July 31st when Mercury is retrograde, and a lot of rethinking will have occurred by then. Now, next, have you been feeling tired or fatigued? Maybe you're starting to feel a bit better now. Mars is still opposite Neptune and also opposite Chiron through mid-May. So we're nearly done with this set of cycles. These cycles can be associated with low energy, fatigue, a low immune system, or sore muscles. So this is still no time to push the river. Get enough rest and take good care of yourself. It'll be over soon. Now, the most ideal expression of this cycle is to take spiritually motivated or inspired actions, such as meditation, doing release work, journaling, dream work, or being of service to others. And you might also get an inspired idea that you follow through on. There are lots of ways to do this. Once we get past these cycles, we'll have a lot more clarity about how we want to move forward in the next 2 years. So it's a good idea to take time now to do some internal work. This will help you to check in and see what really motivates you and what doesn't. Now for a tip from my 2012 Good Timing Guide. And this week your tip is this. Notice in the guide that all of next week has no good final results for new starts. That's pretty amazing, since it's a third quarter moon, a time when we're not supposed to be starting new projects. So take a tip from the universe. Also notice the long timeouts on May 15th and May 17th. See the Today's Guide on my website for timing details. And lastly, just a quick reminder that you can sign up to receive your own copy of What's Up in the Heavens. It's a copy of the information I give you each week on this show, so you don't have to take notes. You can get this in your email on Fridays by registering for it on my website. To do so, just go to my website at askmadeline.com. And look for the What's Up in the Heavens link on the left side of the page. That's askmadeline.com. And it's free. So get signed up today. Now, we have a very unusual set of cycles dead ahead of us. This Venus retrograde period could even be historical. So find out what's ahead when I come back from this very short break to discuss. Ahoy! Venus retrograde ahead. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
What if your best friend could take a peek into the future? Psychic, author, and cosmic coach Dougal Frazier is that friend. He's the queer guy with a third eye. From gossip to gurus, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Frazier Show is a call-in advice show that provides insights and information on creating your best life. Every Tuesday at 10, he'll take calls and talk about love, money, sex, pop culture, and give free advice. No topic is off limits. It's the Dougal Frazier Show.
Are you upside down on your home loan and facing foreclosure? Washington's Foreclosure Fairness Act takes effect on July 13th and requires your mortgage holder to grant you a face-to-face meeting to negotiate modifications to your loan that may let you keep your house. More than 5,600 homes were seized in the first 3 months of this year in the state of Washington. Don't let this happen to you. Visit foreclosurefairness.net. That's foreclosurefairness.net. Or call 206-818-9732, your home safety net.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit us at drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Today I'm talking about Ahoy, Venus retrograde ahead. We have a very unusual set of cycles directly ahead of us for the next 6 weeks. Now, starting next Tuesday, May 15th, we'll be in Venus retrograde through June 27th. And during this period, the planet Venus, which represents our values, money, and relationships, all get reconsidered, and sometimes we make some fairly major changes. We get Venus retrograde cycles for about 6 weeks every 19 months. So this cycle in and of itself isn't that uncommon. However, this particular Venus retrograde is unusual because of other cycles that occur during this particular cycle, including a very rare Venus cycle. Now, just to give you an overview of what's ahead, I'm going to start by giving you a list of the major cycles that will occur during this Venus retrograde, and then I'll discuss how each of these cycles could impact the whole period. So first, Venus goes retrograde on Tuesday, May 15th at 7:34 a.m. Pacific time or 10:34 a.m. Eastern time. Then 5 days later, we have a solar eclipse on May 20th. And eclipses are always a big deal since they bring unexpected events. 2 weeks later, we have a lunar eclipse followed the next day by the transit of Venus on June 5th. Now, that's a rare Venus transit, and I'll talk about this in depth in a few minutes. We'll see Venus actually move across the sun with this cycle. Now, during the transit of Venus, our favorite revolutionary cycle, Uranus square Pluto, is within 1 degree of being exact for the first of 7 times. Now, later in the Venus retrograde cycle, we have our summer solstice late on June 20th. Then 4 days later, on June 24th, we have the first peak of Uranus square Pluto. All of this occurs while we're rethinking our values, money, and relationships from May 15th through June 27th. So June could be quite a rough road for both money and relationships on several levels. So what does this all mean? To answer that, I want to start by discussing the rare transit of Venus. The cycle actually occurred 8 years ago in June 2004, and it won't occur again for another 105 years in 2117. Now, back in 2004, that Venus retrograde and the transit of Venus that occurred then both opposed Pluto. So we had a major period when relationships that were not working either transformed or they died. Many partnerships broke up. People separated, divorced, or one of the partners actually died. And if you were one of the people who went through that, then you remember what an intense period it was for everyone. This transit of Venus has a different major aspect occurring. This time we're seeing Venus square Mars. Now, this occurred back in March when there was the big issue around women's reproductive rights, but Congress wouldn't allow women to testify regarding the proposed legislation. It was called the War Against Women. Well, Mars represents war, and Venus represents women, so that certainly spelled out what was happening with that cycle. Now, since we'll have Venus square Mars again during this Venus retrograde and the transit of Venus, we can anticipate more of this issue. However, as I just mentioned a few minutes ago, Venus also represents our values and our money. So Venus square Mars can also represent a war against the value of our money. Is that going on now? Absolutely. Depending on the information you see each day, you may or may not be aware of this, but it's a huge deal. And as I'm speaking to you, the U.S. dollar and the euro for the European Union are both devaluing big time. Europe is between a rock and a hard place. Their recent elections in France and Greece have undone some very hard work to rein in spending by the countries. And their only option is to print more money in order to prevent bankruptcy. So what's wrong with that approach? Why not print more money? Well, every country that has ever tried that approach has always experienced hyperinflation and a currency failure. In fact, their inflation often reached 50 to 100% per day or more every single day. So this is not a recommended approach by economists. Now that we understand a little bit of the landscape, let's get back to the transit of Venus. The transit of Venus is over the sun, and it's rare when the planet of Venus is literally seen crossing the sun. It has only occurred 7 times since the invention of the telescope. It occurred in 1631 and in 1639, then again in 1761 and 1769. That was followed in 1874 and 1882, and then finally in 2004. And, of course, it occurs next on June 5th or 6th, depending on your time zone, and then not again until 2117. Now, from a literal point of view, during the transit of Venus, the planet of love is being infused with the energy of the sun, which also represents the heart. So this situation suggests that it's time for us to open our hearts to love and to share that love with others. Venus also represents the divine feminine, beauty in form, harmony in relationships, our value, self-esteem, and money. The 2004 transit of Venus was the beginning of an 8-year period of accelerated awakening regarding these matters. So what's the connection between all of these? Well, it's how you value yourself. At the core of a relationship, you really only have yourself to offer. And how you value yourself will determine what types of relationships you attract and what you feel you can offer the other person. Now, in terms of money, we arrange for the universe to pay us what we think we're worth or what we believe we deserve. And how you value yourself will determine how much you allow yourself to receive. Now, our relationship to the divine feminine also greatly influences how we value women and women's work, such as teaching, nursing, caregiving, etc. Notice that during this time when women have been devalued, our money, which is represented by Venus, has also been devalued. So part of our accelerated awakening relates to understanding this connection. A culture that thinks it's okay to abuse women also sees no problem with abusing the value of our money. Both are related to the energy of the divine feminine. Now, in addition, how we feel about women in our society affects everyone's self-esteem. It may not be obvious, but everyone has Venus in their personal chart. And we're all learning to integrate both our inner male or our personal Mars with our inner female or our personal Venus. So regardless of which gender a person is, when females are denigrated, everyone is devalued. And although men may be less conscious of this, they still feel it at some level, and it affects their self-esteem too. Now, let's move to the fact that Uranus square Pluto peaks for the first of 7 times during this Venus retrograde. What could that mean? Well, I think it's likely to mean that we're about to have a revolution related to how we value both women and money. It could also represent a revolution in the type of relationships we want now. Especially since Venus is retrograde in Gemini, which represents multiples, those millions of people who ended partnerships or marriages in 2004 may now be seeking a different type of relationship. Instead of a long-term marriage partner for life, perhaps they'll have a mental partner or an emotional partner, a spiritual partner, and a sexual partner, or some combination. So what could happen during June regarding our money? Since Europe seems to be unraveling right now, right before Venus retrograde begins, I expect to see this unraveling to continue. Greece is likely to leave the Eurozone, and that would mean they would return to their own currency. This is actually the best solution for Greece, and it's the one I have suggested would occur all along. There's not enough support from the people of Greece to implement the austerity measures demanded, nor are they helpful to Greece. It's better for Greece to default and start over. Spain and Italy will be next to fall. However, this will most likely wait until September to occur. But as Greece pulls out of the Eurozone, investors will feel a lot less secure about Spain, Italy, and Portugal. So this is likely to mean that investors will also realize the U.S. is not protected from default either. In fact, there are several major financial challenges for the U.S. at the end of this year, which could precipitate the U.S. defaulting while we have a lame duck Congress. So expect to see the setup of these major financial issues in June. Now, what should you do? Buy gold now before the U.S. dollar devalues further, which is likely in June. Put whatever you can into buying gold coins, preferably gold or gold stocks if you're a savvy investor, or gold exchange-traded funds if you can't buy coins or stocks. Gold and silver are both good to own as a way to protect your money from the government devaluing it. And there's an article on my site, How to Buy Gold, and I'll include this link in my What's Up in the Heavens for today. And lastly, this Venus retrograde is a major opportunity for us to rethink our relationship to the divine feminine and how we want to incorporate that energy into ourselves. This energy is loving, nurturing, receptive, and attracts what it wants to it. So it's asking us, how can we love and nurture ourselves more fully so we'll be willing to live from our hearts? Now through the end of June, I encourage you to answer that question for yourself and then take the steps to implement your answers. This is a rare opportunity we have this summer, and it won't return for another 105 years. Now is the time to live from our hearts. Now join me again next Friday, May 11th, when I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. And lastly, just a reminder to visit my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And remember to order your good timing guides and newsletters so you can work in harmony with the universe. Or call us toll free at 877-524-8300. This is Madeline Gerwick bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.
What are we attracting in our life and relationships, and why? And how can we let go of attracting and being attracted to things that may not serve us? Peter Kane has been facilitating deep relationship work for over 30 years. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy. Peter is passionate about bringing aliveness into your life and relationships. Contact Peter Kane for counseling, coaching, or breathwork. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
Discover the ancient art of herbal medicine today. Herbs can help our bodies respond better to the modern world's stress and toxicity, as well as nourishing and strengthening. Using organic herbs from around the world, the skilled herbalists at Urban Wellness help you choose the herbs best suited for your body. See what herbs can do for your life and health by visiting our downtown Kirkland location or check out our offerings and informative classes online at urbanwellness.net. That's herbanwellness.net.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Tune in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com. to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy free.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.